What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of this travel show. As promised, in this episode, we're going to cover where to stay in London for every type of traveler. And we're only going to cover just a few of these areas, very central, but very ideal. So if you've never been to London before and you want to travel with kids, or it's your first time in London, or you kind of want to visit this city and do what the locals do, then stay tuned, because I'm going to cover three cool areas that you might not know about right here, right now. Okay, folks, so regardless of your age or who you're traveling with, London offers something for everyone. From the famous historic landmarks like the covered up Big Ben and Westminster Abbey, to the street markets, the modern art galleries, you know, there is plenty to see and do for everyone. So whether you fancy spending your trip shopping in Oxford Street, highly not recommended on a Saturday, or twirling around the London Eye, again, highly not recommended because there are free rooftops. Please check out The Lifestyle Hell on YouTube London, where you will find free rooftop views and not pay the £50 that you would do for London Eye. Here's where to stay for your upcoming trek across the pond. So, where to stay in London with kids? I recommend two kind of areas. I would suggest St. James's and South Kensington. Reason being, kids and parents alike, you know, will love staying in the St. James's neighbourhood of London. Basically, if you book a room in this area, you're practically neighbours with the Queen herself. She never comes out, but this is what we're talking about here, Buckingham Palace. It's just located just a very short walk away. So for me, the family friendly St. James's Park is near three royal parks, Hyde Park, Green Park and St. James's Park. The funny thing is about St. James's Park, it's very underrated because you can see two perfect views once you get on the bridge. So once you walk across the bridge, you will understand exactly what I mean, because people are always fighting to take a picture without someone walking across it. And obviously perfect for kids, because there's lots of different kind of, you know, ducks and swans to kind of, and squirrels to look at, and it will just keep them entertained. So they will really love running around the park and checking out, you know, what is on offer. So as you tour the area, you can book a show at one of the nearby theatres, or you could pop into the National Gallery, you know, to view works such as Van Gogh or what's the other one? Michelangelo. If that takes your fancy, you can go for lunch, which is just Piccadilly Circus area. Again, just a short walking distance, and I haven't mentioned using the transport yet. Also, if you want something a little bit upmarket but you want dessert, there is a dessert parlor which would be fantastic for kids. It's in the venue called Fortnum and Mason. That's Fortnum and Mason. I have a video on that. Again, just check out Lifestyle How on YouTube and it will show you what it looks like, the kind of prices that you can expect. Also, it's a safe area, so that's another important thing. Very exclusive neighborhood of London, and as I said, just walking distance for where you need to be. South Kensington is the other area of London which I also recommend. Reason being is because they have three huge museums which are absolutely free, which saves you money on providing, you know, activities for your kids, but at the same time you get to see something interesting as well. The Science Museum is interactive for all ages, so it doesn't really matter, they will have something to do. Again, next to more royal parks, Kensington Palace, and there is a nice neighborhood of Kensington, lots of places to eat. It's more of a French kind of flavor in that area, And there are hidden little gems called mews. There are lots of muses around the Kensington area, which I've had fun taking a lot of photos. So Kensington is, for me, just a very cost-effective area to spend your time in London. So much to do there. And you will save a lot of cash based on activities. So, where to stay in London as a first-time visitor? I do recommend Holborn and Covent Garden, although in the back of my mind, I recommend Pimlico and Victoria, reason being for those being walking distance to Westminster, because usually most people just want to see the big sights of any city. But at the moment, we're going to stick with Holborn and Covent Garden. If you've never been to London, so having a central location is essential to exploring every nook and cranny of the city. So there's no better way to do this than the Holborn and Covent Garden neighbourhoods. These areas basically cover a large section of England's capital and contain so many attractions, covering everything from entertainment to history. You have so many street artists, performers who are doing all these crazy things, especially in Covent Garden. You can't miss it. It's right in the square. And I heard a thing that these artists have to go through something where they are able to perform. So it's not just random people. These are, legitimate artists. So you will get quite a good show no matter what it could be. There are plenty of tube lines. So when I mean the tube, I mean the London Underground, the train where you just use your contactless card or your Oyster card if you have one. So there are plenty of tube lines that run through this area. So you'll be able to explore the city via public transport, and it's very easy to get to. Covent Garden is also home to endless museums, restaurants, street markets, plenty of little souvenir shops and independent shops. So it's not just one of those places where it's just full of brands. In the little alleyways in Covent Garden, there are plenty of independent shops and boutiques. So if that takes your fancy, Covent Garden is definitely the one for you. And of course, remember, the famous West End theatres is also located in this area. So being in this central location is perfect if you are a first-time visitor hoping to make the most of London, again, without having to go too far to see quite a lot of things. And lastly, I wanted to add the area of Pimlico, now or King's Cross. Reason being is there are quite a number of hostels in the King's Cross area, being a fantastic location, especially for transportation. You know, everything feeds through King's Cross. From King's Cross, you can go anywhere to the airports and different parts of London. Secondly would be Pimlico, because it is next door to Victoria, which is more expensive. But if you book in advance, Pimlico is a quiet area, and there's a street which literally has maybe 50 or 60 hostels and 2 to 3 star hotels, which are a lot cheaper than what you'd get in more of the central areas like Covent Garden, which I mentioned earlier, which would be way more expensive. Pimlico is walking distance to Westminster. So you could see, literally in a day, Big Ben, the Houses of Parliament, the London Eye, walking straight across Westminster Bridge, through St James's Park, Buckingham Palace, and then you could have dinner in, for example, Piccadilly, without even spending a penny on transportation. So that's why I do recommend checking out Pimlico as well, searching on the different accommodation websites such as booking.com or hotels.com or any of the hostel websites, don't forget to check out Pimlico as well. Other than that, that's it from me. As always, be good, be kind, and be careful. And if you do want to see video versions of my podcast, check out Lifestyle How on YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe. Peace.